Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Oh, the great state of Arizona. I have to tell you, I used to live there, do radio there, and yeah, they got some interesting ways of thinking out there. And multiple Arizona Department of Child Safety employees have been fired after a photo circulated showing them wearing bright pink T-shirts, seemingly during work hours, with the words on these pink T-shirts saying, "Professional Kidnapper," and that was on the front of these T-shirts. On the back, it said, "Do you know where your children are?" And these shirts,
wow.
Yeah, these shirts apparently were a joke, spoofing the department's reputation among critics as taking kids away from their families too easily. Oh, that is, so that's their version of the CPS, basically.
Sounds like it.
And complaints were made to the DCS director, and a mass firing had taken place with enough workers gone that there's reportedly only one investigator left. Why would they do something as ridiculous as that?
Well, I mean, I get like gallows humor in any line of work. Like, you're dealing with a lot of stress, whatever it is that makes you kind of like get a chuckle. Sometimes it would be, if others heard it, it would be an outrage. But like, why would you commit it to a T-shirt?
Agreed.
And then take a picture and show, like, a joke about that. Like, yeah, we should make shirts. Everyone thinks that we're like these awful people. We might as well make shirts. Like, I can understand that being a joke in an office.
I know why this happened. I know exactly why this happened, Steve, because you hit it on the head. Gallows humor is something that I've always been in support of. Mm-hmm. You don't know what people are going through. I mean, look, working in child protection services, it must be a sucky job because of the reason that you are trying to keep kids safe, but families believe it doesn't matter. You don't take a kid away from their family, no matter what abusive situation they're in. Mm-hmm. Family's family. So I get how tough that job is, and I get where gallows humor would be needed. But here's the problem I think we're seeing with this social media generation. There are people that believe I put stuff up and only my friends should get to see it. And you're a creeper if you see something that's up in the public space. You should know not to look. There's that mentality that they believe there's some sort of privacy out there for their personal stuff, even though it's out there for everybody. Their brain doesn't realize, dude, it's out there for everybody. Oh, you're just a creeper. You shouldn't be looking. It's like, what? And so because of that, I think they believe that, well, no, why can't we put it up there? It's only just for us. They think they have this protective bubble where they really don't.
Especially these days where, you know, everyone's looking for something to become an issue on social media. Like, if it was like just like a dumb joke amongst your coworkers and you really don't have that mentality truly, and you're just like, you know, yeah, everyone thinks that we're just like these kidnappers. Oh, we make sure it's... Why would you think that, like, the risk you're going to have once that gets out there on a social network? And apparently it was an old coworker that reported on them. It's like,
of,
hey.
Of course, you got that going for you.
And so what? Like, only one person's left at the job place.
So they've gone.
That's the one person that didn't wear the shirt?
One investigator, yeah, that's it.
What if that person didn't wear the shirt because it didn't fit them well?
That would be the greatest. Right? That would be the greatest time having that quarantine 15 coming in your handy.
Or they're like, yeah, I'll put it on later. You guys take the picture and then find out. Oh, man.
I mean, Arizona, I live there, and there's definitely, they are the opposite of Seattle. At least my experience was Phoenix and the Valley, very conservative-leaning area. People just very, very conservative with their way of thinking. A lot of folks were supporters of that Sheriff Joe Arpaio. You remember that guy who was famous for just the weird crap he did with prisoners. And I remember just feeling like, wow, you guys are really extremely over here with your viewpoints. And, you know, they just... they just must have thought, who would complain about this? Who cares?
And they were nice pink shirts.
They were nice pink shirts. It's interesting. It's like somebody puts a poster up in front of their house, and it's a very controversial poster. I walk by and see it and get mad, and they go, what are you doing creeping, looking at the stuff outside my house? I said, it's out for everybody to see. Don't you get that everybody's going to see this?
Well, because you got to wear your pants when you're doing that.
Yeah. Truth.
True. I'm creepy in general.
I just wonder, like, when have you been screwed by your coworker? You know, like, when is, like, the actions of, like, okay, yeah, we're all doing this, and then it just backfires.
All it takes is one disgruntled coworker.
Yeah.
All it takes. And you got to know that. You got to know, like, wow, Jim's not on board, and realize, but how do they not know that's not an inflammatory shirt?
How about someone just texted in, I enforce child support for Washington State. The state agencies in Arizona are a joke. They're extremely difficult to work with, and they do stuff like this all the time. This is just the one time they got caught.
How bad is that?
What a weird, like, crew. Like, what are they like? It's like adult versions of Mean Girls. Like,
yeah.
What happens when the Mean Girls grow up? They work for the Arizona Department of Child Safety.
See, that's a scary thing, because they do have a lot of power. Those agencies can have a lot of power. And look, I lived in the Valley, and I'm going to tell you this: I would rather have any Washington State agency in charge of children's welfare than any Arizona agency in charge of wills. I'm just going to tell you from my experience living in the Valley, I'm sorry. I just feel like their sensibilities are not as in line with what I think are the great sensibilities here in Washington State. They are different thinking people, and I'm not too sure their thoughts are the best thoughts for kids.
Oh, these ladies look like a fun bunch.
Yeah, it's not cool. I mean, I was very surprised. I thought, hey, Phoenix must be a cool place, you know, and I was surprised at some of the backwards thinking that was out there. Very, very surprised when I lived there. Now, granted, that was 20 years ago. Maybe it's changed.
On the flip side, shout out to Arizona. I'm very impressed by the choice of pools that they have in their homes.
Pools?
Oh, because of Cool Pools?
I watched that show Cool Pools, yeah. And they spent a lot of time in Arizona because of how hot it is.
Oh, yeah.
And man, I just don't know what they are dropping money-wise for these. Like, my wife says, she's like, I feel like these pools that they have set up are probably double the price of their home.
Dude, the pool.
Like, waterfalls.
Yeah.
Climate controlled. All handled by their, like, iPad, music and speakers underwater.
Dude, you gotta have it. It's brutal. I mean, living there, Steve, you don't understand. You cannot go. Going outdoors in the summer is just something you don't do.
Dude, it was hot when we went for the Super Bowl. And that's February.
Yeah. Dude, we did not have a pool.
I felt butt sweat.
We were one of the poor families in Arizona. We had a great house, which I thought was a great house, but people just immediately thought, oh, yeah, I guess life isn't going so good for you. I go, why?
I have a pool.
Because I don't have a pool. I go, what? What are you talking about? Per capita, I bet there are probably more pools in Arizona maybe than in any other state. I could be wrong. Maybe Florida and California. No, I bet Arizona's big because you have to have a pool.
Yeah.
You really do.
I remember living in Mesa for about 2 months.
You know, you live right in the valley.
Yeah, exactly. And we lived in some low-income housing. And no matter what, every house, every apartment has central air. You have to have AC
everywhere.
I
couldn't even imagine
that. And they're just big concrete buildings, so you keep that cool in there. And that was the only saving grace. I mean, hell, I got heat stroke walking at 11 in the morning.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah, it was so bad.
So I can see why they would spend money on all that. And not only just the pool, but... misters. We had misters in the yard.
I thought that was the name of like a male strip club.
Well, we had that too, Steve. I mean, you had to have a mister at mister. But seriously, I remember when we got there, I go, what the hell's a mister? Literally, they go, this will take temperatures off of you. And you had misters all around your patio. And basically, put a cool mist on you, which at least, you know, lowered the temperature by a few degrees. And that was also a must that you had to have. So pool living, I can understand why that show was all about Arizona.
I always get excited when I go to White River Amphitheater or any outdoor festival and they have a mister.
Oh, yeah.
And you just, like, go through it. You're like, I feel like a kid running through a sprinkler.
Totally. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're right. It does make a difference.
Sprinkler, also a good name for a male strip club.
Oh, Mr. Geez. Sprinkler. Come to Mr. Sprinkler's.
Yes, going to the Mr. Room.
I don't know if I want to go to any club that's got Mr. Sprinkling, but okay.
Well, yikes.
We're not we're not catering to your demographic, BJ.
Okay, fair enough.
At Mr.'s.
I'm not too sure any demographic really wants to go to a place and be missed it.
Only food is like mozzarella sticks and hot dogs.
And I see what you're doing there.
Oh, yeah. Zucchinis.
I can't argue with
all
that.
All the phallic food you could ever ask
Mister's. I love that phallic food. I mean, I love fried zucchini, fried mozzarella, and...
Right.
Yeah, I'll take a hot dog. What?
Popsicles. And you were right. Top 10 pool-loving states. Arizona, number one. One pool per 8,628 people per capita.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, Arizona's pool. And we, of course, we didn't have one.
I
think Joey used to kind of shame me back. I don't know if he remembers that.
Yeah, you should.
But I think Joey was just like, I don't understand.
Is there a way
why
to find
we have pools?
Is there a way to find out like what's like an average price of one of these ridiculous pools? Like,
oh, the ridiculous pools?
Yeah, I'm not talking about just like a basic in-ground pool or above-ground pool or a children's pool. Like one that has like, you know, maybe some kind of fancy waterfall.
Oh, my God.
Like, infinity ones?
Yeah, it's just something cool and different. Like, you know?
Got to be $20,000 at least.
That's what I'm thinking. Like,
at least $20,000 if you're going to have a waterfall feature.
Some of these I feel like would be like six figures.
Well, the ones that you show me from Cool Pool, no doubt about it. Those are six figures. What are we looking at, Vic?
I'm looking. Is there a minimum budget requirement for a Lucas Lagoon, which is one of those fancy pools? Projects are about $350,000.
That's what I thought.
Get out.
There you go.
In state.
So would it be tacky of me to start a GoFundMe?
No.
Okay.
No, you need one.
In Washington?
But how about that?
Yes.
How about that adds to the value of your home? Like, you know, buying somebody's home, and now, because I never understood. I said to my wife, I go, I don't get it. They're asking for a lot of money for some of these Arizona homes, and I walk in the home itself.
Yeah, the home
and go,
doesn't matter.
And I totally really devalued the whole, and that's what they kept saying. Sir, you don't understand. Pool living is so important. And of course, I could never get it. I was like, I'm sorry, you're never going to convince me. And they go, you know what? Don't buy a house now. Live here for a year, then come back and talk to me.
Yeah, dude, like, honestly, I would take like a very minimal home if I had a ridiculous pool set up because I would spend every day outside. That would be my vacation retreat. Like every day would be a vacation because vacation is sitting poolside.
It's not, and it's not a vacation, Steve. It's a necessity. Otherwise, you'd never go outside. That's the key. You will never go outside in Arizona in the summer unless you have this situation because it's just too damn hot.
Yeah.
It's just really too damn hot. It's
some of these pools are even like partially inside and then they work their way outside.
Well, yeah, because I mean, inside it's still freaking hot unless like you have the AC flying.
Yeah.
My wife hated it. My wife loves, you know, loves dry and sunshine and everything, but she needs water near her. She hated Arizona. Kathy was just like, we got to get out of here.
Because you didn't get her a pool. That's why.
Well, I didn't have a clue how much of a loser I was, but I was.
My aunt has a house in Fountain Hills and this is their pool. And it's one of those, like, that has a view of all the cactuses and stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
I'll post it. But it's like...
Where's Fountain Hills? Is that Arizona?
It's a suburb of... It's where all the retired people live.
Oh, wait, that's a suburb of
Phoenix. Yeah.
Oh, it's way... I know. I think it's a little further north, if I'm not mistaken.
We should all go there and just hang out in the pool and broadcast from there.
We could visit this texter's mother-in-law. She has a small pool with a waterfall. It cost her $10,000.
Oh, wow. That's so actually cheap when you think about what the other places cost, $350,000.
Well, we're not sure what exactly that entails. It's just like a little bucket with water she pours.
Well, Steve, I think I could get you that and I'll charge you a lot less. If you want, I'll just have Vicky stand there with a bucket and I'll charge you like, you know, $1,000.
So it's Steve started GoFundMe, but it has to have a Kraken feature rising out of it to justify it.
Release the Kraken!
And then a big screen TV so I can watch hockey games on it if our team is called the Kraken.
Okay.
Even if it's not, I still want to do this.
Yeah, do it anyway, dude.
Yeah.
But see, you're going to need to heat your pool. In Arizona, it's the other way around. They got to throw ice cubes in theirs.
Yeah, because they said some pools, maybe, like, if you're lucky, it's, like, 85 degrees in the pool. But more often than not, it's 90.
Huh. Yeah, and that's why...
It's a hot tub, practically.
You've got to get an AC. I don't know how they do it, but you've got to get a cooling feature so it can be down to a reasonable temperature, because otherwise, you're not getting much relief.
Well, I mean, if you're outside and it's 120 degrees and you jump in a pool that's 85, that I feel like you notice, like, a nice little... You'll probably feel cool.
Yeah. I know. You know, I remember being in Florida, and it was the weirdest feeling down in Jacksonville Beach. I went into the water, Steve, and I never have experienced this in my life. It was like entering lukewarm bath water. It was so hot. The water, it was just... I was like, I can't wait, because it was really hot outside. Yeah. I go in, and I'm like... This is insane. This water is a little bit cooler than my body temperature, but it's not cool.
Yeah.
It felt warm.
And when you're trying to be refreshed with like a little zing of chill.
Yeah. So that Phoenix pool that's just been baking in the sun, I don't know, man. I got to cool that bee down.
Someone says you can come sit in my above ground pool and I'll spray you with my garden hose.
Is that like Mr. Sprinkles again? Are we going to a special club?
We go back to Mr.'s, which someone brought up a good point. On the menu, also, don't forget Rocky Mountain oysters.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. No, I'm going to pass on the balls of a creature. Thank you.
I hear they're delicious.
All right. Well,
yeah, you have them.
You have your delicious balls anytime you want.
I honestly don't want them.
Yeah, I'm done with you. We got a guy that tried to fake his own death, but he got busted. Why? Because he sucks at spelling. I'll tell you what happened at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Now, look, I don't want to say that people in New York are stupid, okay? Because, you know, Steve's right here.
Yeah. Oh, rude.
There's a 25-year-old guy from Long Island. He was waiting to be sentenced after he was found guilty of driving a stolen Lexus and trying to steal a truck. So to avoid jail, he was like, well, you know what? I'm a New Yorker. I can figure this out. So he decided to fake his own death. He got his fiance to feed his lawyer a fake death certificate that said that he'd killed himself. And it looked so real, the lawyer submitted it. But there was a part at the bottom that said that it was issued by New Jersey's Office of Vital Statistics and Registry, and he spelt the word registry wrong.
Yeah. How in the world, like nowadays with spell check on everything, that you don't spell, that you can't spell common words properly?
Yeah, he put the S before the I, and you're right, without spell checking it, somebody was like, I love that somebody saw it, though, and they're like, what the hell? So then the cops tracked him down, thinking like, wait a minute, this doesn't look right. It was fake. He fled the state, had been arrested in Philadelphia for theft and for giving cops a fake name, so he was already in jail. So he faked his own death and still got himself in trouble while he was on the lam. he's, you know what? And by the way, to get arrested in Philadelphia, that's almost impossible because Philadelphia is basically just a criminal place that you get to do anything you want.
Oh, is that so?
Oh, yeah. I've been there. I know.
From your one experience in Philadelphia.
Oh, no, two.
No.
I've been there twice same place.
Sorry.
And both times you had the same problem, right?
Oh, yeah. Everything was just cash only.
Yeah, first time it's, you know, maybe whatever. Second time it's a trend.
Bunch of criminals.
It's truth.
I'm telling you, at least by the Philadelphia Convention Center, I didn't see much else besides that, and they were all criminals, I tell you. So he's facing charges for, well, trying to fake his own death. His original charges.
Imagine your life is at that point where you've hit a point in your life where you just need to pretend that you're not alive just to get away from everything.
You're an idiot. I mean, the level of delusion, which I am very familiar with, how do you, you know, it's amazing that you don't look in the mirror and go, this is my bottom. That's not bottom for him. Mm-hmm. I would think that if I had to fake my own death because of what, you know, all my misdoings, I think that wouldn't that be bottom? Wouldn't I be going, God, what kind of life am I leading? What turns me around at that point?
Right. I've hit that point where I just don't think I could turn it around.
Yeah.
What would you do? Like you know, you ever hear like the witness protection or you fake your own death so you start a whole new life.
Oh, you used to be able to do that back in the day.
I mean, maybe people are still doing it. We're just not aware of it. But what would be the master plan?
Ooh.
Did you change your look?
I don't have the master plan, but I'll tell you what I loved about one of my favorite TV shows because this happened. And Rev, I think you watch Mad Men.
Yeah.
This guy stole somebody's identity who died in the war with him. Like somebody he was.
Okay.
And so Don Draper that wasn't his name, but the guy next to him got killed, and so he took his identity because he didn't want to be who he was anymore, and he ended up, and this is stuff that actually happened. You know, people in World War II
right.
were able to create these new identities, and they're in the 60s basically having lives, and they're because they just didn't have great records, being other people that were killed in the war. And that talk about that, you could do something like that and become a whole new man. I probably would do that if I could without all the internet. I would assume the identity of a dead person just to get a whole brand new start.
See, I think I would get hair implants. Because, I mean, you gotta yeah. look different.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. So you're going for the whole face-off kind of thing. Like, you want to be a whole different looking guy.
Well, if I'm going to fake my own death or, like, change my identity to start fresh and start, like, I'm going to move to a different town. Maybe, like, a smaller town. Like, something just like maybe I'll go to, like, I don't know, Montana. So I still have the opportunity to swing by Seattle from time to time. I don't know. That's how you defeat the purpose.
That's a really bad idea.
Yeah, I'm going to go to Hawaii.
There you go.
Okay.
You have to look completely different.
Yeah, I'm going to get hair implants, and then I'm going to grow a beard.
Oh, okay. Hair implants and a beard.
I don't know, Rex.
What kind of hairstyle are you going to have? It's got to be one that you wouldn't have.
Yeah, you got to go like
I'm
blonde.
I'm picturing...
Blonde.
See, I was thinking more of like a Matthew McConaughey kind of flowing, longish hair.
Oh, okay. Yeah, what kind of clothes are you wearing? Because no more black t-shirts for you.
No, I'm definitely going to have to go like with like either like not Hawaiian shirts, but like colorful shirts. Like that kind of a... like. Shirts with like Ric Flair's face on them.
But you could be like one of those. You could be one of those fancy Europeans and like
Steve.
Wear a T-shirt and the Speedos everywhere in Hawaii.
Lots Rev's right. You gotta not look like you.
Yeah.
Rev's right.
You got to work on your European accent as well.
I'm gonna be in Hawaii, so I can't wear like suits. But I could like go like you know like almost like teal, lots of teal.
Oh, that'd be cool.
And white shorts.
Yeah, teal and white shorts. Yeah,
tie dye.
Yeah,
I was thinking mesh.
Mesh half shirt.
Yeah, the mesh half shirts. Yes.
And I'll just, the tattoos though. Damn it.
Yeah, you're screwed, dude, because those tattoos are very
body
noticeable.
Glove. I'm going to become a surfer, dude.
There you go.
Okay. That doesn't surf.
Nice. All right.
I'll just walk around the beaches with my surfboard in my hand.
Yeah.
Just hang loose in
you
people.
Own a surf shop.
Okay. I could do that. I was thinking about like a pizza shop.
Okay.
Ooh, pizza/surfboards.
I'm coming.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. But see, here's the problem. You can't, I mean, you want to be low profile.
Surf and Slice.
You want to,
ooh.
It's a great name. But
Sal Surf and Slice. My name will be Sal.
You're going to be Sal?
All right, yeah. Sal.
Sal the beach bum.
Problem is, if you become a tourist spot, then you're going to be very noticeable that if someone's on the hunt for you, they're going to just, you know, let's check Hawaii, see if the loser's there. Hey, there's Sal's surf shop and pizza shop. Let's go get a slice. And then there you are.
You know, sometimes people just like are like out and out, like admit to the things they do wrong. Because then people are like, well, what? He wouldn't admit to the things he does wrong. So I'm going to just call my pizza place to be Witness Protection Pizza.
I like this a lot.
You know, you're the kind of guy that would fake his own death and then spell it wrong.
Yes.
I have to do if I'm in the mob, right? Here's what would happen. I'd be there with my mob partner and I go, all right, we'll try Hawaii, see if he's here. And then I go, are you effing kidding me? Witness Protection. Of course I'm going to go in there. Why wouldn't I go in there?
Witness Protection.
Because you're like, there's no way this guy's that stupid.
I would go in because I'd be like, I would say there's no way this guy's that stupid. But I know the boss would be going, you mean to tell me you didn't go into the friggin' joint that said Witness Protection Pizza? You couldn't find a guy? He's right there by the side.
It makes sense right now. Everyone has to wear masks, so you're going to be masked anyway.
Yeah.
This is perfect.
I just want to see Steve wearing clothes that he would hate to wear.
Oh, me too. Yeah.
You have
absolutely.
To. Yeah. See, I would get to
with
look
hair.
Like a good-looking dude.
With hair.
See, if I have to hide, it's the exact opposite.
Plastic surgery?
Yeah, I would have to plastic surgery. I'd wear really good clothes. Like, I'd get tapered, fitted clothes. I'd pay a lot of money for them. Because right now, I don't care about clothes that
would
much.
Would you get hair?
Oh, yeah, I got to get hair.
Or would you go full bald?
No, I think I'm close to full bald as it is. If you're going to hide me,
yeah.
I would probably have to get hair.
What kind of hairstyle?
I get plastic surgery. A lot of plastic surgery.
Like Botox?
Yeah, I'd Botox my ass off.
Hmm.
And, you know...
But what about
people
face
on radio lifts. That have done that?
Yeah, faceless Botox. I would get liposuction. And how about this? I'd start working out. I would have to get ripped. I would have to be a guy you would never expect me to be.
But if you're wearing like a tapered suit or like fancy clothes, just put like fake muscles on.
All right, well, you could say that.
Less
I
effort.
Mean, fine. But again,
just have the suit have it already sewn into it.
If all of a sudden you see me walking around and if they know I got fake muscles, they'll go, there's a guy who looks like he's trying to hide something.
But they're not going to know they're fake muscles. Not like you're going to wear a shirt that says, I got these muscles from the store.
Yeah. I got these muscles from Witness Protection Pizza, so I'm not the guy you're looking for. Yeah.
Hang loose, brah.
Hang loose, brah.
Mahalo.
Yeah. So Dave Franco is currently preparing for his most high-profile role yet. And who's Dave Franco?
I have
brother
no idea.
Of James Franco.
Is he really?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
He was in
Neighbors,
The Disaster Artist.
Oh, okay.
If you saw that you one, the movie about
somewhere?
The Room.
Where is it?
He looks very similar to his brother.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, I know him. I didn't realize that was... I always confused him and James.
He does look kind of like Vanilla Ice.
21 Jump Street.
And that's who he's going to play. He's going to be in... he's going to play Vanilla Ice in a biopic.
Do you think they're releasing this information because today is Vanilla Ice Cream Day?
I would say you're an idiot, but why not?
Well, you've already said I'm an idiot at least four times this morning.
Yeah, but this time I think you might be onto something.
Nice.
Yeah, do we want this? I guess we do.
Yeah.
Why not?
I don't know why.
Here's my problem with it. I watched the behind the music. It was a great behind the music. But if you're basing this film off of the words of Vanilla Ice, this is pretty much going to be a fictional film. Because he made up so many of his stories. The guy was just he was a top-notch BSer.
See, I would love a biopic about that.
About him lying about everything?
Yeah, I would love to see, I'd love to see the world he created by conning everybody. I think that would be a great pick. That I'd be interested in because, then you might be able to get a little bit behind, like, what motivated him to do this? What was he really thinking? What was going on? And the title's called To the Extreme, which, by the way, was the title of his hit album back in
the 90s. To the Extreme, I rock a mic.
Yeah, just like that.
Wait, I thought he did, like, a movie about him. It's called Cool as Ice.
Well, who did that?
It was just a movie where Vanilla Ice was the star.
Oh, was it about himself?
No, it was just like a rom-com.
It was romantic musical comedy.
All right, I guess I actually would be interested in seeing this.
It was about a woman that meets a guy, a rapping motorcycle rider.
Named Johnny Van
And the
Owen.
Woman's dad is in the witness protection.
Oh! Does he run a pizza place?
No.
Oh, damn it. It would be the perfect movie. By the way...
It did great. It grossed $1.2 million from a $6 million budget.
Yeah. That almost is a success.
I saw it.
Did you?
Yeah.
And?
I loved it.
Okay.
Of course you did.
Drop that zero and get with the hero.
Okay. I forgot about that.
I'm totally in for this biopic if the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles make a cameo in it.
Yes.
They need to. That was like a defining moment for Vanilla Ice.
I'm sorry, but that's when the Ninja Turtles really did jump the shark.
What? That was the best movie they had.
The Secret of the Ooze?
Yes.
Yeah, that was the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie.
That was the best trilogy.
Super Shredder?
Yes.
Yeah, come on.
You guys were obviously very young when that happened.
Well, duh.
I thought the first was the best.
The first was okay.
You see, here's the problem.
All right. He did carry a hockey stick.
I'm an old schooler. Sure. I'm a guy that liked the comics that were much darker, and I was pissed off when they basically made it a cartoon for kids to be able to buy a lot of stuff. I mean, I won't argue with the success, but the comic book was much cooler.
That was not a cartoon. They were live action. They were real.
I'm saying
there were cartoons too, dude.
And the comic books were actually really cool.
Oh, the comics were badass.
Yeah, that's why. But look, I get it. You do what you do in life.
You do what you do.
You do what
and,
you do.
here's what Dave Franco said about Vanilla Ice. Because again, who do we know? What do we know about Rob? We really don't know much about him at all. Well, Franco says, guess what? Rob is such a sweet and intelligent guy, and he's been super helpful in the process of getting all the details correct. Like you said, the con man is super helpful in getting all the details correct.
Remember those stories? Like they always said, oh, no, that didn't really happen. When you did like the behind the music and talk about like being hung out of a window by Suge Knight, and someone's like, no, that really didn't happen. So you don't know what's true and what's not true and what's fabricated, because he was trying to be accepted as like a credible rapper.
Well, that makes sense.
Right. But man, I'd like to know more about like the true stuff.
Yeah. And he's not the first guy to lie about what's happened to him in order to have cred. But according to Dave Franco, he says, hey, man, just talking to Rob, parentheses, Vanilla Ice, just talking to him, I can't help but think about the rabbit holes I'm going to go down to get ready for the role. Don't know when this is going to start because, of course, the pandemic has put a halt on a lot of things, but this is something in the works.
Will they cover his whole thing about the surreal life?
Let me see. I'm going to look at the
interesting.
Remember that reality show that he was on? With
Didn't he get yelled at by Willis?
He might have. Or I think it was
restaurant thing.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
And I forgot about the surreal one. That was a show.
And they were like a karaoke bar, and someone was trying to get him to do Ice Ice Baby or something like that, if I remember correctly.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Well, yeah. And then, of course, will it cover the fact that he's Mr. DIY?
Yeah, he had a good career with that show.
Yeah. I mean, he's a do-it-yourself dude as well. So, I mean, it'll be interesting to see the behind-the-scenes reel of how he fabricated himself into being a celebrity and a success.
I mean, dude, there was no one bigger at one point. And I remember when, like, the new metal, like Limp Bizkit, was becoming big, he decided to try and become a nu metal rap rock artist.
And
he did like a Ice Ice Baby rap rock version. It was terrible.
I never even heard
of it. But
some
of the songs that he did on that record weren't all that bad. Actually, the bassist of Weezer, Scott Schreiner, this is way too nerdy, but sorry.
Okay.
He was the bassist. He was the bassist for Vanilla Ice's metal band.
Scott's always made the right choice.
Yes.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. Well, I'll watch it. Why not? That might be the one thing Steve and I watch together.
At the same time?
Well, yeah, we'll do one of those things where we'll set it up where we'll
A Zoom thing.
We can Zoom it together, yeah. Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one right.
How many sides does the home plate in baseball have?
Five.
Yes. What sea creature do you shuck?
The monkey.
No.
Shuck the monkey, ladies and gentlemen.
Oysters.
Yes.
Peter Gabriel is very happy with you, you know, that you let her shuck the monkey.
Thank you.
Yeah. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How do I figure out who my creditors are?
People a lot of times have had a long time of not having good credit and having collections, and so they're concerned that you may be concerned that you won't be able to find all your creditors if you file bankruptcy. How will I know which collection agency has my credit card bill from 10 years ago now? And that's something that's hard to keep track of because credit collection agencies transfer your debts all over the place. But we will pull all your credit bureaus, and by getting all three of your credit bureaus, we'll be able to tell who has your credit and debt now, which collection agencies have had it in the past, and we'll make sure that we file all your creditors when we file your bankruptcy so that nothing slips through the cracks.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.